Welcome to The Buzz with ACT IAC, your source for the hot topics and top issues affecting the federal technology market. Join us each week to hear insights from government and industry experts, stay informed on the challenges facing the public sector, and gain access to valuable reports and thought leadership. Enjoy. This episode of The Buzz is brought to you by Adobe, a proud sponsor of ACT IAC's Imagination ELC 2021. Adobe Government is committed to creating equitable digital experiences for all. Visit adobe.com/government to learn more. Welcome to The Buzz. I'm Colin Larson. Listeners who are up to date with all things ACT IAC may be aware that our largest annual conference is right around the corner. Imagination ELC 2021 will take place from November 7th to 9th, both virtually and in person, in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The theme this year is Adventures in Change. If you have the chance to attend, I highly recommend doing so. The technology field right now is rapidly evolving, and this conference is a great opportunity to get involved in the community and help discuss and develop practical solutions and innovative strategies to tackle the issues facing government. The conference is planned and assembled by a committee of executives from government and industry, and today on The Buzz, I'm very fortunate to have some of those committee leaders joining me. First, we'll be hearing from Maria Rote and Jonathan Bennett. In addition to their roles as the government and industry chairs of Imagination 2021, Maria serves as the deputy federal CIO for the Office of Management and Budget, and Jonathan is the technical director for digital government solutions at Adobe. Later, I'll be joined by two of our conference's government and industry vice chairs, Steve Kraus, program manager for GSA's HR Quality Services Management Office, and Sudha Venkateswaran, senior director of Collabralink Technologies. Welcome, Maria and Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Colin.
So, planning this conference, what were some of the important issues in government IT that you all were thinking about?
Oh, you know, we've got a terrific lineup this year, and I'll say that, you know, with the breakout sessions, we've got just a ton of breakout sessions, plenary speakers, keynotes, and we've got panels, and they really follow four adventures, right? Changing how we work, serving the citizen, improving our security posture, and identifying and developing talent. So we really focused on those four adventures as we brought the conference together and really built out the agenda. We've got an amazing lineup with kickoff Sunday evening with the ACT IAC Fellows Reception, our first timers reception, and as always, a tremendous networking session. That evening on Sunday, we have a plenary with John McMillan, who's the Deputy Secretary for Information Technology and CIO for Pennsylvania. So that's really going to be a great kickoff on Sunday night. And for Sunday also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, for people arriving early, Jonathan and I, as this year's chairs, are hosting a chairs bike ride. It's a 9.4-mile bike ride. It's out and back. And I'm pretty excited, as is Jonathan, because we have more than 45 people signed up for the ride, which is more than, I think, Jonathan, what they have signed up for golf right now.
That's what I heard. That's going to be terrific, Maria. I'm really looking forward to that. We've got a destination to get to with some food and drinks along the way, and it's going to be awesome through Hershey, Pennsylvania, the sweetest place on earth. Looking forward to riding with you.
What do you hope conference attendees will take away from this conference this year?
I hope that, most importantly, this is an opportunity and a platform that allows government to share its strategic priorities, some of the areas it's struggling with, in a transparent and trusted environment, and that industry can have an opportunity to share best practices, lessons learned, and examples of success across government in areas they might be able to assist with.
Yeah, you know, Jonathan, that's a great point. I think I would add on to that. I've been over probably the last 45, 60 days to another, you know, other events around the DC area. People are opening up and they're having conferences or even some smaller events. And I'll add on that people are really looking to see each other and not on a video call. And I think it's really that networking where you can really make those information exchanges and talk to people and really catch up and talk about what those issues of the day are or even if you're just checking in, how's your family? Because you haven't seen somebody in more than a year and a half. So I think, you know, that information exchange and getting out there and talking to people where you really can't do that in the form of a video or, you know, like we've been working for the last year and a half. Again, I've been to a number of events over the last 45, 60 days, and it's amazing how much information exchange that you really have by being face-to-face that just does not come through on video.
Absolutely, Maria. You know, it's all about the relationships. And so much of what we do is it's just better face-to-face when we can connect, read body language and build off each other's energy, share stories, as you said, get to know each other and really help each other out.
And attendees, of course, will have plenty of opportunity to do that over the 3 days of the conference. Speaking of, it's quite a large conference. There's a lot of sessions, and I know it's probably going to be hard to pick your favorite, but what are some sessions that you're particularly excited about?
I'm going to say Chocolate World. you know, with the receptions we have, you know, the sweetest place on earth, I'm excited about the chocolate because there really is no other flavor. You know, and I'm going to be hosting a G2G, government to government exchange as well. And I'm really looking forward to that session.
Yeah, Colin, that's really hard to choose from. That's like asking, you know, which of your kids is favorite. But, you know, I would say that there is one of the tracks is serving the citizen. And I love the any service, anytime, anywhere session. That's going to be great. But in addition to the breakout sessions, which you'll learn more about, is we got great main stage plenary conversations and speakers. I mean, I'm really excited. Maria talked about John McMillan on Sunday night, but Monday morning, we're going to open up with Claire Marcarana from the federal CIO, and then Chris DeRussia, who's the federal CISO. We're going to be followed by Robin Carnahan, GSA administrator. And then a little later in the afternoon, we're going to hear from the VMI, Virginia Military Institute, Superintendent Major General Wins. A little later on in the afternoon, we're going to hear from DOD and the Comptroller, Mike McCord, and wrapping up things of the day on main stage is Harrison Smith, Enterprise Digitization Lead at IRS, talking about the largest modernization effort in over a decade at IRS. So really exciting content.
So that was Monday. So the final day of the conference is Tuesday. What's going on then?
Wow. Well, thank you. Yeah, how could I forget? Tuesday morning, we've got even more great content and great speakers, starting off with Acting Administrator for OFPP, Leslie Field. We're going to then hear from best-selling author and Harvard Business Professor, Mitchell Weiss, who wrote a great book this year called We the Possibility, and he teaches a course on public entrepreneurship at Harvard Business School. You don't want to miss that conversation.
You know, and we should also add, Jonathan, we've got a fireside chat going on with Darby Chellis-Bade and Ann Duncan, who's the CIO at the Department of Energy, and always the exciting CIO panel, which is always a lot of fun to hear from the CIOs and as they get questions from our stellar moderators. So, you know, the CIO panel, as well as a fireside chat, should be a great wrap up for the conference.
So, Maria, as you alluded to earlier, you know, this is the first opportunity for many people to gather in person. The event space has changed a lot as a result of the pandemic. What were some of the considerations that came to mind when planning this sort of hybrid event?
So, you know, at Hershey, there's going to be a ton of protocols in place, you know, from cleaning to, you know, hand sanitizers to badges, right? Whether you're, you know, I'm all in on hugs or ask me first or don't touch me, right? So we're going to have all of those things in place for the conference. And there's a list of about, I think, 15 or 20 things that are going to happen for to maintain, you know, whether it's social distancing and putting all the protocols in place for the conference. So I think it's really going to be a good, safe environment. And I think, you know, in addition to the great lineup of speakers, we've got terrific registration so far. We've got agencies that are allowing their employees to travel for the conference. And quite a few. We've got a lot of government employees already registered. And with that, certainly I'm looking forward to hosting, as I mentioned earlier, the G2G breakfast on Tuesday morning with a lively discussion. But again, you know, as far as you know, since the pandemic started, making sure that we're being cognizant that we are being safe, even as we are bringing people together, and making sure that, you know, we are doing vaccination checks and doing all of those things. So that's a great question, Colin.
Jonathan, Maria, thank you so much for joining me today. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, thanks, Colin. It's going to be a terrific conference. And again, I can't say this enough about it, how excited people are at looking to to see each other in person. Even though we have a virtual component to the conference where we're going to engage people as well, that in person to person is going to be incredibly valuable.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. As we said, this is really about the opportunity for networking. Certainly understand that not everyone can travel, but there's a lot of people who can travel and are going to be there safely. And ACT-DIAC is putting all these safety protocols in place. I'm really looking forward to those conversations outside of the sessions, during a meal or in between a breakout or a main stage conversation. And so those are opportunities to get to know each other, to learn each other's pain points and capabilities all across the board. And so looking forward to that time and looking forward to the Chairs bike ride, looking forward to Chocolate World, looking forward to great entertainment on Monday night. We got a band and it's going to be a lot of fun. So hope to see you in the sweetest place on earth, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Sounds great. I'm very excited too. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.
Steve, Suda, welcome.
Thank you, Colin. It's nice to be here.
Thank you, Colin. We're so happy to be here.
So the two of you led the team that set our speaker lineup and agenda for this conference. What were some of the main topics and themes that you were thinking about when you did this?
Sure. Thanks, Colin, and thank you for having us. First of all, let me just say, we're just really excited that ELC is back in person this year. And in addition to being in person, we're obviously building a hybrid conference so that people can experience it both in person and virtually. So there are more options than ever for participating in this year's ELC conference. As for what we and our teams were thinking about as we were building the content for the conference, you know, this past year and a half has been an adventure in so many ways, and so much has changed. Thus the theme of the conference, Adventures and Change. So we really wanted to explore more deeply how the experiences of the last 18 months have changed our work lives, as well as how those changes have melded with the forces for change that already existed in our environments, and what that portends in terms of ongoing or continuing change in the future.
Thank you, Steve. In addition to that, Colin, we wanted to make sure that the conference was pertinent in light of the pandemic and the new normal that we're all working towards, right? So for example, one of the panels is titled Citizen Problems Are Human Problems. We want to make sure that the user, the citizen, has the whole experience, and our panelists are going to focus on what that means for the end user. So making sure the citizen, the user, are aligned with the mission needs and mission outcomes, and everybody gets what they want in this new normal.
So for those who haven't had a chance to check out the agenda for the conference, I highly recommend doing so. You can see that on our website. Looking over it, you know, it's pretty obvious that this is a big conference. There's lots of speakers. There's clearly a lot of work put into putting this together. So what made the two of you want to volunteer your time to put this conference together?
Well, I'll go first. I've been a part of this conference and part of ACT-DIAC and the community for almost 20 years now, and I just love being a part of it and love this conference in particular. It's just one of the best opportunities to get to know people throughout the community, as well as to get a sense of what's going on. And so the opportunity to help put this together is something that I look forward to on an annual basis.
Yes. And for me, I've been part of ELC, attending ELC for over 10 years now. And there's so much I've always learned at ELC, made new friends, lifelong relationships. And I've also been a graduate of the Partners Program as part of the ACT-DIAC leadership offerings. All of this and all the learning and networking that you get with ELC is something that I definitely am excited about. And like Steve said, so excited we're getting to do this in person this year. Steve and I actually worked on the planning committee last year as well. It was a fully virtual conference. This year it gets to be a hybrid conference, so we're very excited to be part of it.
So Steve, Sutha, as both of you mentioned, you know, you've attended ELC quite a bit in the past. What, in your opinion, makes this conference unique?
Yeah, you know, part of what I think makes this conference unique is you just don't find another conference that has this combination of speakers and content and with this rich focus on what's going on in the federal space and how technology relates to and affects the business of government. You know, if you're a leader in the federal space, your job is basically to understand how things are changing and to stay a step ahead. So you don't need to be just thinking about today's news. You kind of need to be thinking about tomorrow's news today. And I don't know where else you can go to find such a rich combination of perspective and insight on the topics that are going to drive, you know, your business over the next year or two. Besides, we're really excited, as I said, that ELC is back in person, which means people are going to have the opportunity to network, connect, and share insights and perspectives with their peers from throughout the community. And let's face it, I think we all need this now more than ever.
To add to that, to what Steve said, ELC has always brought new topics. I want to say that I first learned about blockchain 5 years ago, way before it became the buzzword, right? So that's where I learned about it. Today, one of the most imperative efforts across the federal government, the cybersecurity executive mandate, which is one of the primary objectives for all of the agencies to make sure our applications, our offerings to the end user and to the government and to the rest of the communities that we serve is secure and is information that we can trust is going to be a huge part of one of the adventures and all that you'll see in the panels. So information like that coming from the leaders in government is very key, very pertinent, and it tells us, gives us a view into the future. That's something that excites me every year about ELC that I love to learn and grow from.
So to sort of expand on that, are there any big questions going into this conference about the government IT sector that you are thinking, I want to get this question answered, or I want more information about this moving into this conference?
I can go first. On this, I would say, you know, we talked about cybersecurity, we talked about health, we talked about all these new adventures, the hybrid workplace, but who drives it all? Talent, right? Engaging and getting new talent is a primary concern, whether it's the federal government or the communities and contractors that support the federal government. So that's something that's going to be a key focus area as well for one of the adventures. And that's something that I'm very excited to learn about and see at the conference.
Yeah. You know, for me, a couple of the topics that I'm really curious to hear more about is how we think the workplace, and particularly the federal workplace, is going to change. I mean, we've all been thinking about that. We've all been talking about that. And there's a lot in the news about what's happening in other sectors of the economy. But I think ELC is the kind of place where you're likely to get a good sort of foresight into what the federal workplace is likely to look like going forward. And then also this question about sort of longer term changes to what this is going to mean in terms of serving the citizen. And we've got panels on all of those topics. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the speakers have to say.
Yeah, the employee experience, as some listeners may remember, conversations with some of our CX leaders about that very thing. Steve, Sutha, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a little bit more information about ELC. I know I'm very excited. I hope all of our listeners will get a chance to attend either virtually or in person.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Colin.
Once again, Imagination ELC will take place from November 7th to 9th, both virtually and in person. For those attending in person, we will have both a vaccine and indoor masking requirement to promote the health and safety of attendees and staff. All of the information about registration and attendance can be found by following the links in today's episode notes, or by visiting www.actiac.org. And that's a wrap on The Buzz with ACT-IAC. Join us next week for more hot topics and top issues affecting the federal technology market. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and follow us on Twitter at ACT-IAC. More information about today's show can be found in the episode notes. For more insights, visit www.actiac.org. Thanks for listening.